This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion here on Friday. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, it looks like we're giving a little bit back. Of course, we had a good day yesterday, both corn and beans, and giving a little back as far as the overnight goes. Whether we'll continue to see that kind of price action, I think remains to be seen, given that, of course, we've got some weather going on. You know, it's awfully, awfully hot. Yes, there's some rainfall in some places, but I think the rainfall is in some of the areas that need to shut planting. So it'll be interesting to kind of see how traders decide to take their positions home here on Friday. But I'm going to assume we're not going to see a big time move in either direction when it's all done.
Coming up at the end of the month, that report will be the bigger deal in terms of how traders react. But what do we always look forward to in that report finding out and learning about? And what are you going to want to learn this year when that report comes out at the end of June?
Well, I mean, essentially, What kind of changes in acreage did we see during the spring? Because a lot of times you'll see some changes, you know, from the March numbers to the June numbers. You know, it seems to me like sentiment was extremely low whenever we were in that late February timeframe. It was some of the lowest prices we've seen in years. And I've got to think that the farmer was just pretty darn aggravated. So what were they going to project for acreage? Probably not. Maybe it was a little skewed as far as more of a bullish type number. And so I don't know. I've got the tendency to think maybe acres could go up a little bit. But at the same time, it was a challenging spring. And with profit margins as challenging as what they were, I think a person could make a case as well for the other side of things that maybe you'll lose a few acres.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn down 3 1/4 at 455 1/4. July soybeans down 5 1/4 at 1184 1/4. July soybean meal down $1 1/4 at 367.10. July soybean oil down 12 cents at 43.74. On the Merck, June live cattle up 60 cents at 185.42. August feeder cattle up $2.72 at 260.20. July lean hogs down 60 cents at 92.17. July pork cutout unchanged at 103.45. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.